Good Thursday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the National Retail Federation.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Alone. That is what President Donald Trump is feeling this morning. In the last 2 days, the Washington establishment has pummeled him like no other president has been pummeled before. Bob Woodward's book, Fear, has 400-plus pages drawn from hundreds of hours of interviews with people who work for the president. It has senior members of his cabinet dumping on him, stealing his papers, and generally treating him like an out-of-control toddler.
An anonymous op-ed in the New York Times, written by a person the newspaper calls a senior official in the Trump administration, delivered a stunning rebuke of the president, gently praising his work on deregulation and tax reform, but criticizing him on every other critical issue. The Washington parlor game of guessing who wrote the op-ed is at an all-time high. Everyone around town is buzzing about who it might be. The question has dominated cable news. And the author will be revealed. Remember primary colors? And all the New York Times can do is hope that they did not use an ambiguous definition of senior administration official.
The Washington Post described the combo of the Woodward book and the Times op-ed as a thunderclap, portraying Trump as a danger to the country that elected him and feeding the president's paranoia about whom around him he could trust. The president at this point is isolated in the most isolating job on the planet. He can't trust anyone around him. His closest aides, advisors, and cabinet officials are dishing to Woodward and shipping fiery op-eds up to 6th Avenue for the New York Times to publish.
These aren't attacks from outsiders, Democrats, or the media. These are coming from people who work for the president. But in some way, this is a version of the same story we've been living for the past 3 years. The Washington establishment is appalled, and Trump unmoved. This will, of course, heighten Trump's distaste for the media and fuel the media and swamp out to get me narrative. Think of it this way. Trump's own administration is criticizing him from behind the cloak of anonymity, whereas Trump has no artifice.
Just this week, he said he might shut down the government if he doesn't get what he wants on immigration policy. This came after Speaker Paul Ryan said sheepishly Trump knew better than that. The president lashed out at Jeff Sessions for allowing the indictment of two Trump supporters in Congress. And he intimated that he wouldn't be terribly critical of Nike because it paid him big rent for his Midtown Manhattan store. Trump responded on Twitter by questioning if this was treason. He also discounted the anonymity of the Times source and said he is draining the swamp and the swamp is trying to fight back.
So what does this mean for the future? How is it sustainable for the president to operate in an environment in which he trusts nobody? We're about to find out. And we're about to find out during a critical period of legislating, with a backdrop of an election his party is somewhat likely to lose. The White House did not hold a press briefing yesterday. So far, there is no briefing on today's schedule, but perhaps administration will gaggle. And we've got a not-so-warm welcome to 2020, Veep. America Rising has a clip in which they say Joe Biden called his tracker a prick. You can decide for yourself.
On Brett Kavanaugh, Alana Shore was in the room and she reports that Kavanaugh stumbled under questioning by Kamala Harris over whether he had discussed the Mueller probe with lawyers at Cassis, Benson, and Torres, President Donald Trump's longtime law firm. On the trade front, the New York Times reports that NAFTA talks resume, but the U.S. and Canada are not budging.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi finally got her Time cover. She had complained back in 2014 that both John Boehner and Mitch McConnell got a cover, but she didn't, despite being the first woman Speaker of the House. John Bresnahan and Burgess Everett have a look at how Pelosi and Mitch McConnell could dominate Congress in 2019. And on the investigations front, ABC News is reporting that two of Roger Stone's associates will appear before Mueller's grand jury on Friday.
Two big job moves this morning. Betsy Fisher Martin is taking over the Women in Politics Institute at American University, the school will announce today. And Shayla Murray, former senior advisor to Barack Obama and deputy chief of staff to Joe Biden, is joining Columbia University as EVP for Public Affairs. She'll oversee the Communications and Public Affairs Office and the Office of Government and Community Affairs.
Here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president is going to hold a call with Jewish leaders and rabbis for Rosh Hashanah. In the afternoon, he will leave the White House for Andrews, where he'll fly to Billings, Montana, and then hold a closed press roundtable with supporters before a political rally. He is planning to stay overnight in Billings. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.